Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and this is Resurrection Weekend. And so we are very, very thankful for that. Do want to let you know, tomorrow we will have our Good Friday broadcast. That is something that we do every year. Tomorrow night we will have our night of honor of prayer and worship. That'll be at 7 o'clock. I've done all nighters in the past. I'm not as young as I used to be, so I was the only one that made it all the way through the all nighters. But we're going to start at 7 p.m. and we will pray until the Lord releases us, and we just want to honor him and thank him for his sacrifice. You do realize Jesus went to the cross not because of his sin, which he had none. He went to the cross because of my sin and because of your sin. And I preached a message this last week about order in the court. And he was treated brutally at the hands of the people he was on trial before. And again, he did all of that because of us and for us. And so we want to say thank you. At least I want to say thank you for everything he did for me. And so that'll be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Today we want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. Wyrick Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H, they are based in Rockledge, Florida. And they have been providing professional sales and service and repairs for air conditioning problems, heating problems, and in dealing with electrical issues for over 40 years. They work in residential and commercial settings. They provide emergency service whenever necessary. And they always strive to provide you with the best service at an affordable price. So when you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. You will be glad that you called them. They take care of all of our electrical issues, and we are greatly appreciative of them. So 321-632-9538. Today we're going to go back to Proverbs chapter 8, and we're going to continue to look at wisdom. We looked at the attributes of wisdom yesterday. Going to begin reading at verse number 13 again. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, all the judges of the earth. All I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. So yesterday I talked about the last attribute I talked about was that wisdom empowers authority. Today in verse number 17 is where we're going to begin. It says, I love those who love me. Wisdom adores those who adore wisdom. Wisdom adores those who adore wisdom. One of the early titles for the church was that when they got together for worship, it was a love feast. It was an agape feast. an unconditional love. It was people that came together to celebrate the unconditional love of God and to love God unconditionally and to love the other brethren unconditionally. And wisdom is the same way. You might hear from time to time people use the term a mutual admiration society, where this person is bragging on that person, that person's bragging on this person. Well, that's really what happens with wisdom. Wisdom, we've already talked about before that wisdom would cry out and seek an audience, seeks for someone to listen. And when someone comes and avails themselves of the wisdom that God has made available, wisdom loves that. I love those who love me. Okay? Now that's, you know, if you put that in a carnal sense, that's bad. But wisdom lavishes affection and adoration upon people who have gained a great deal of appreciation for what wisdom has to offer. There's that saying, you cannot outgive God. Well, the more wisdom that you gain and the more that you seek wisdom, the more wisdom you're going to receive and the more wisdom you're going to appreciate. And it just perpetuates. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those engineering pieces where once a body stays in motion, it continues in motion. It doesn't stop until an external force stops it. Well, that's what happens with wisdom. When we diligently seek wisdom, wisdom adores us and pours out even more wisdom, and we receive that. And we express the appreciation and the adoration back to wisdom again, back to God for giving us that wisdom, and the cycle starts all over again. Don't ever think you've hit the wall when it comes to wisdom, because you haven't. I love those who love me. The second thing that I want to share with you today out of verse number 17 is this: wisdom is apprehended by diligently seeking it. Diligently seeking it. Okay? You can find some things on accident, but you generally will not appreciate them. If someone gives you something, you'll be thankful, but will you really be appreciative? A lot of times, until we have some sort of investment, be it time or effort or financial involvement, until we have put something in, we generally don't appreciate what we get out. I had a friend, his dad was a preacher, and he would travel and preach revivals. And the son had traveled with him one day, and they preached in a very small church, preached a revival in a very small church. And on the way home, the son said, "Well, Dad, how much did you receive in the offering tonight?" And he said, $1.27. And he said, "Dad, how much money did you put in the offering plate tonight?" And his dad said, $1.27. That means not even the pastor put anything in the offering plate. That's really sad. And he said, "Well, Dad, if you had put more in, you would have got more out." And then they had a good laugh about that. But that really is true when it comes to wisdom. I know it's Passion Week, so I want to talk to you about Gethsemane. Jesus, went to Gethsemane, and he was praying intently, intensively. He needed to hear from God. He needed to hear from the Father. And he was looking for people who would pray with him, but if they wouldn't pray with him, he was going to continue to diligently seek for an answer on his own. And he got one. Jesus, it said, was so motivated in prayer, so driven and afflicted during the process, if I could use that term. He was so intense in his prayer that his sweat was like drops of blood. And I don't know that I've ever done anything with that sort of intensity to where literally blood vessels were breaking and, you know, blood was pouring out of my head before there was even a wound. You know, I don't even like, you know, wiping my upper lip and discovering that, you know, due to atmospheric pressures or whatever, my nose has started bleeding. I don't like that at all. And yet Jesus said, I'm seeking the wisdom that God has for this situation. Because you know what? He was getting ready. Jesus had said, don't worry what you're going to say before kings, because the word's going to be given to you of what you should speak when you are ready to speak. And so I believe that what happened in Gethsemane was Jesus was fully prepared. He was strengthened supernaturally because the affliction that he endured physically was horrific. And yet he was able to endure. He was given the words that he could say before Pilate and in every trial. You know, a soldier, you know, smacked him across the face while he was blindfolded and said, prophesy to us. Tell us who it was that struck you. Here's my firm belief. Jesus could have answered that question without any problem. Well, you know, that was George, and over here is Harry, and I can't see you right now with my physical eyes, but I know that Billy Bob is right over here. It was never a question of what Jesus was aware of. He was given the words to. Jesus had already said, look, the things that I do are the things that I see the Father doing, and the words that I speak are the words that I hear my Father speaking. And so he said, I need to diligently spend some time with God. You and I cannot adequately or accurately declare that we are seeking diligently when it's really just business as usual. Unless business as usual is diligently seeking the Lord. And when that's the case, when the church steps up and says, you know what? We need the wisdom from heaven. Okay? I am very thankful for all of the churches in Brevard County. But if I can be so bold, I want to tell you, we need to hear from heaven because we're losing ground. there are more people moving to Florida than our churches are growing. There are some churches that are growing. We're not growing Book of Acts style. I'll just flat out tell you right now, we're not growing with thousands of people a day. We're not growing with thousands of people a year. We're not growing with thousands of people in 28 years. We're losing ground. We need to diligently seek for the wisdom from heaven. Are we doing better than we were? Yes. Are we doing as well as we could? No. Does God have wisdom that can help us be more effective? Yes. And that's true not just of our church. That's true for every church. And so we need to diligently seek for wisdom. Daniel is another one that I thought of when I was preparing for this broadcast. You see, this word diligently seeking, it means to strive in such a way that it leads to favor and prosperity. Striving in such a way that it leads to favor and prosperity. So you and I, we need to be very diligent. The reason I thought of Daniel was Daniel had a vision from God, and it troubled him. But instead of him just saying, oh, well, that's just something I don't understand, he set himself to praying because he wanted to know, God, what is this revelation? What does this revelation mean? And what am I supposed to do with it? And God gave him the wisdom. And this, do you realize that the book of Daniel is so accurate in its prophetic statements that there are people who try to undermine the credibility of the Bible that say there is no way the book of Daniel can be true because of how accurate it is? Okay? That's a very interesting argument, especially when you partner that with the argument that says, well, what about this and what about that? And we see so many inaccuracies or inconsistencies in the Bible and all that. Let me tell you, there is not a skeptic yet that has come up with a new argument against the Word of God that is any more effective than anything that has ever been conjured up in the past. The Word of God is wise. It's eternal. It belongs to God. And it's going to be able to endure. And you and I would be wise people to diligently seek what God's plan is for our day and our time, what God has to say for our situation, and say, God, we're not getting up. We're not abandoning this position until we have the wisdom from you that is necessary for us to bring glory and honor to Jesus. Diligently seek wisdom. The next thing that I want to talk to you about is in verse number 18, and that is wisdom in riches. Wisdom in riches. In verse number 18, it says, riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. So let's just stop there for just a moment. So let me just put, is it possible that wisdom can enrich your life? Is it possible that wisdom can enrich your marriage? Is it possible that wisdom from heaven can enrich your capabilities at work? I don't think there's an area in your life that you can say wisdom would not make that situation better. Okay? It enriches it. I believe that wisdom, biblical wisdom, will make you better with finances than you could have been on your own. Okay? If there's one thing that I have recognized through the years is that people are really good at making a mess out of their situation. Okay? I can tell you that when I have done some things financially in the past that it didn't succeed because there were things biblically that I had overlooked. And so even though I had part of the area right, I didn't have all of the area right, and God gave me the wisdom. So now I don't have the excuse to make the same mistakes that I did before. Wisdom will enrich you. And yes, I do believe that it can, that wisdom from God can have a positive impact on your financial balance sheet. I do. It doesn't mean that everybody is going to, you know, be a billionaire or a millionaire or all of that, but I do believe that God can give you wisdom, that it's going to impact you. I don't believe that, you know, in fact, I see this from time to time, people out there in intersections begging for money for ministries. I'm not a big fan of that at all. You know why? Because I don't believe that Christians are supposed to be beggars. You might hear me mention from time to time that there are giving opportunities, but we're not here to manipulate you. We're here to look to God as our source. And through the years, God has spoken to some people, and they have they've made some timely donations. What you may not know is there was a season when we had started the radio program, and money was, actually there were two seasons like this. Money was getting very, very tight. And it was to the point that the board and I were having discussions. Are we going to be able to continue to do the Refresh radio program? And God would give us wisdom. And we're thankful for the blessing and the favor of God. I want you to know that there's more than one way to be enriched. It not only talks about riches or finances there, but it talks about honor. Honor is a forgotten concept in today's world. You know, there are award shows and things like that, but I can tell you, you can be given an award and you can be a dishonorable person. You can do an honorable thing in a dishonorable way. You know, it's an honor to serve your country, but if you serve your country in a dishonorable way, that's not going to do any good. The same thing can happen with pastors. It's an honorable thing to be in the ministry, but if you are serving dishonorably, that's going to lead to collateral damage that none of us want to see happen. Let's give honor to whom honor is due. Let's honor God. So what's tomorrow night about? It's about a night of honor. Who are we honoring? We're honoring God. 7 o'clock, 165 North Grove Street. We would love to see you there. You can also be enriched by wisdom when it comes to righteousness. Righteousness has to do with right standing. So my standing before God is of more value than money. So there was a person one time, and they made this statement to me: if you tell me this, even though I know it's not true, you know it's not true, if you make this statement to me, I'm going to believe your statement, even though I know it's not true and you know it's not true. I'm going to believe your statement, and everything is going to be fine and dandy. And my response to them was, okay, so what you're telling me is if I lie to you, you're going to be okay. And they said, yes. And I said, my boss would not be, and my boss is God. So I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to take the easy way out. I'm going to do everything that is necessary in order to make sure and make sure that we are doing everything that we can to honor God. And so do the right thing. Wisdom will enrich you, not just with honor, but also with righteousness. It says, my fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. So wisdom will enrich you with memories. Wisdom will enrich you with influence. I would probably run out of words to describe all of the different areas of life that will be positively impacted when you and I truly, diligently seek wisdom. It says, all and those who seek me diligently will find me. God wants you to find him. He wants you to find his strength. He wants you to find his favor. And he wants you to find his wisdom. And when you do, it's going to change your life. It's going to change your life. One simple truth that when all of a sudden that light bulb comes on, it can radically change your life. So there's one more thing there. Wisdom enriches you with justice as well. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice. That's what our world is desperately crying out for. Our world is desperately crying out for a just system of justice. God bless you. I do want to take just one more opportunity to invite you out to Merit Assembly of God this coming Sunday morning. For Resurrection Sunday, I'll be preaching a message titled Raised Up, 10:30 of a morning, tomorrow night at 7 p.m., a night of honor. And don't forget, tomorrow is our annual Good Friday broadcast. So I will be back here speaking to you again on Monday. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
This current is trying to wreck me, like castles of sand, castles of sand. I feel like an enemy army is marching again, but I'm making